This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
It is the first Tuesday of the month of May, and that means the one and only Alex Jankowski joins us inside the ESPN Ithaca studios for another Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday. What's up, dude? How are you?
It's great to be back. We got Star Wars Day, May the 4th, right around the corner here.
Oh my gosh.
To a certain person. And it gets old very quickly, so I won't start breaking out all the puns.
The last week for me is one of the worst weeks on social media because you have the people who are circulating the Justin Timberlake meme where it's gonna be May, and then days later,
Nick,
you've got the Star Wars geeks giving us May the 4th.
All right, I'll let Star Wars geeks go for a second, because I would be lying to you if I didn't say, in my head, I was weighing the pros and cons of coming in with the "it's gonna be May" right off the cuff here. So
no.
I chose not to, and you
Thank
brought
you.
It up. So I guess that meant maybe I should have. But
I really appreciate it. How's everything going though? I mean, because here's the thing: I know the cliche goes, especially when we're in the studio, I can't believe we're in the month of May. But here we are in the month of May,
yes.
And coming up here pretty soon, we're talking Memorial Day weekend, and you guys are going to be just, you know, pedal to the metal,
yes,
every single Friday and Sundays now. I can't wait for it.
This is really that time. It's a very quick transition from me spending my days filling up the calendar with future events and talking through how those events are going to go, and now here we are and the events are just starting.
I know.
And the big kickoff, of course, is our Friday night music series. But just overall, I mean, we're going to have at least 25 different acts,
wow,
come through the facility performing, be it our Friday night series. You mentioned Sundays, alternating Sundays, that more kind of acoustic feel, and then the big events, some of which we've already talked about on the air, but we'll continue to talk about.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit more depth here in just a couple of minutes, but I'm really excited because of what we got. We've got Reserve Triple Bock here inside the ESPN Ithaca studios. And I'm so excited because we've got two different bottles, but they're bottled from two different years.
Yeah, so a mini vertical here. So really something that's popular on the wine side, being able to take the same wine, the,
yep,
same grape, taste it from a couple different years. And here we are with a 2019 Triple Bock and a 2020 Triple Bock. I'm actually going to, I think it would be best just to pour them both, if we can kind of keep it together,
oh, yeah,
in terms of,
absolutely,
where they are, because I think it's going to be really interesting to taste these side by side and really get a good feel for what a year of bottle aging, well, 2 years and 1 year of bottle aging are going to do to a beer, if stored correctly, of course. We always have to caveat that.
Yeah.
These have been stored correctly. And yeah, I mean, the evolution of flavors, I'm just interested to see what we get.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm not sure what's going to happen, but why don't we drink it and find out?
And I've had Triple Bock like when it's kind of been, you know, fairly early in the process, but I mean, it's been sitting there for some time, and I'm really excited by this because of that. And the one great thing that I think is very cool is that at Wagner Valley Brewing Company, you can go up to see you guys and get a bottle of each. And because you literally brought in this little box here, and it had both of them sitting right in there. Like, it's perfectly packaged. All you have to do is grab it and go, and you'll be set.
I'm so glad you brought that up, even though I know this is an audio medium. But so, yeah, this is something that we do offer, and partly why I brought it. So both the 2019 and the 2020 are available for purchase.
Yep.
$15 if you were to buy just a single bottle, which, of course, would then be $30 if you bought them both. But when you buy one of each vintage, we knock $5 off of that.
Why not?
So $24.99.
Why not? That's a great deal. Oh my gosh, the color to this looks fantastic. You're pouring 2020. I'm so scared that for some reason. Okay, I keep telling myself 2019 is going to be on the left, 2020 is going to be on the right.
We can rewind the audio if we need,
yeah,
to listen,
right,
back to it. Yeah.
And you can even just see the difference in color, quite frankly. And I had a feeling that would be the case. You know, the 2019 here on my left does look like a little bit deeper in that color than the 2020 that's on my right. But should we dive into it?
Yeah,
should we talk a little
bit? All right. Let's go for it.
2019.
So, 2019.
All right. Huh. That's good, man.
Certainly got a little bit more of a mellowness to it.
Yeah.
A little bit more of a roundness. It's not really sharp. But really good malt and like that caramel.
Yeah.
I'm really getting a lot of that.
Really dynamite.
Oh, okay. So I had to dive right into the 2020.
You already went into 2020?
Because I just needed the frame of reference quickly.
All right, let me go. Hold on. I'm going to go 2019 one more sip. And then
okay, fair enough.
No, but go ahead.
Whereas 2020 is a lot more, for me at least, a lot more cola. So there's, you know, you really get, there's a little bit more of that, obviously that carbonation that's still there.
Oh, but 100%. Then, yeah. I just tasted that immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I planted it in your brain, but. And it's obviously
no, but I do taste it. It does, yeah. It does have that little bit more carbonation, sort of.
And I think this is a really cool exercise because, you know, reminding people that beer can age. I mean, you've really got, you know, we would anticipate and we would say you've got like 5 to 6 years on beer. I mean, it's not wine where the window is can be decades. But
sure.
The main thing when you would store a beer that you're looking to age very similarly to how you would store. Like a red wine where you want to keep it in a cool kind of cellar environment.
Yeah.
Not just staying in your home fridge for 5 years.
Yeah.
Keep it in a cool environment and just keep it in a place where the temperature is not going to vary a lot. That's a big thing. You just don't want the huge fluctuations that would come if you were just, you know, leaving it in a room that's kind of more exposed to the elements of a, you know, the four seasons that we have here.
Yeah. Now it's, oh, by the way, it's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. If you couldn't tell, Alex Jankowski joining us inside the ESPN Ithaca studios. We got some triple bock here in the studio, but not just any triple bock. We got 2019 and 2020, 2021. That's up there still, right? It's gotta be, right?
So that actually hasn't been bottled yet.
It hasn't
so we
been
do
bottled
age
yet?
It for a little bit.
I was wondering where you guys were at with that.
Yeah, so be on the lookout. That's not too far down the pike. But as far as the 2020 goes, the other thing I would be remiss if I didn't mention. So this is an award-winning beer from this past year.
That's right.
The 2021 New York State Craft Beer Competition. This was the gold medal winner when it came to strong ale.
That's right.
Non-Belgian strong ales. Apparently, you know, there's got to be a distinction.
There's so many different
this
categories.
Is Bavarian and not Belgian. So gold medal winner here for 2020 and, you know, 10% alcohol. So, you know, you got to know that going into it. These are bottled in 750 milliliter bottles. So a little bit different, you know. This is a beer, you know, going into it, you're going to want to spend some time with, but well worth it.
But what you should do is, like you mentioned, get the two of them. $5 discount and taste the difference between the two of them, because going back to 2020, there is more of a cola carbonated side to that one. The thing that I think is so great is the fact that, and we've talked about this before, aging something or putting something in barrels or just like adding, you know, like it's one thing to have an IPA or, I don't know, a lager or something simple like that. But I've always appreciated what you guys do that kind of enhances, not just enhances flavors, but also maybe not necessarily makes you think, but like there's more
it
depth
layers.
To it. Yeah. There's more depth to it, if that makes sense.
No, and I think that, I mean, that plays very well in hand when you look at the larger scope of Wagner, right?
Yeah.
So Wagner Vineyards, obviously on the wine side, we're looking to achieve that depth of flavor. And so when we started the winery, or sorry, when we started the brewery 25 years ago, that, you know, we wanted to carry over that passion, that, you know, perseverance and patience is going to be something that's going to pay off.
Right.
You know, it's not, while on the beer side, you have the ability to capitalize quickly, I would say, on things that are trendy. You know, we saw IPAs really skyrocket. Some would say sours have done something similar over these past maybe 3 or 4 years. And we're able to capitalize on that because we're not, you know, you're not just growing a vine like you are in the winery. You're able to source goods, many of which we still source within New York State. but you still want to have those ones that are going to reward that patience and you know, being able to have that depth of variety when it comes to what we're offering, not just having 6 or 7 IPAs and, you know, throw a different fruit into each
Look
of those
last
or
month
something
with
like
Wayward
that.
Sparrow.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, perfect example of that. Another beer that still you can, that we're still pouring on draft and you can go and enjoy a beer that it was one thing when it was first released. Mm-hmm. We put it in some red wine barrels and then it added a whole nother depth of flavor to it.
Yeah.
It is really interesting and there's just so much to explore.
So Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Your chance to win a growler and a fill, by the way, is coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're in the studio drinking some Triple Bock Reserve, which, again, you can go up there, pick up the 2019 and 2020s, and basically get a deal, you know, $5 off instead of paying $30 because they're $15 a pop. You said $25.99, right?
$24.99.
Or $24.99. Math, because, yeah, okay, apparently I can't do that. I do want to talk about for a hot second. It was a couple of days ago I saw on your Instagram, at Wagner Brewing. I mean, and we touched upon it for a hot second, but this coming summer is going to be so loaded for you guys. And I know, obviously, the cream of the crop, and I cannot wait for the 25th anniversary celebration on August the 13th, because that's going to be dynamite. Which, by the way, whoever's idea it was to come up with that graphic that had that word art or whatever they
word
called
art.
It back in the day.
You're looking at them, sir.
From like 1997 to 2002, was it called word art?
Yeah,
it was?
Yeah, it was word art from the old school Microsoft
so
Word.
Good. So brilliantly done.
Yeah, so I just had this, I don't know why, So I had done some of the other kind of, I call them kind of concert posters. I mean, they're just social media graphics, but the other ones for our more traditional music series were the more traditional, you know, the sunset setting, things like that.
Yeah.
And then this one, I wanted it to be a little different. So I don't know why. I just remembered when I was, you know, of a certain age going on Microsoft Word, like creating cards like that. I always use this like water graphic on this word art thing. So I'm like, I wonder if I could still do that. So I open Microsoft Word, like, you know, 2020 or whatever version I have now. And you can't do that, apparently. They have what they still call word art, but it is not the word art that we know and love.
Yeah.
So some internet searching, I found a website that basically you select what you wanted.
Really?
And you could type in your text and it would give you that old school look. So yeah. I did a bunch of them and then I just kind of threw them all together like that. And it was funny. It's one of those things that, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is a great idea. Yeah. And I kind of sent it out to about 5 or 6 other people at Wagner. And I'm like, hey, what do you guys think? And like, crickets. Like, nobody else got where I was going
with
that.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We've got our producer, Michael, here inside the ESPN, I think, studios. He's like a 20-something-year-old kid. Do you have any idea what word art is? He does. Oh, wait, you're actually serious about this? We're going to put you on for just a hot second. You actually know what word art is?
Yeah, you're talking about the Microsoft Word thing, right? Or is there something else that
I'm
missing?
No, you're right. All right.
Yeah, I used it a couple of times to make my papers look like kind of fancy, those titles.
Fancy, yeah. If you want to call it that. All right, fair enough.
Like, yeah.
Very good. All right, well, I just wanted to check because I feel like there is a generation of people, you know, especially younger people who would just be completely clueless with what you were talking about. But as soon as I saw that on the post, I laughed hysterically. I thought it was brilliant.
Well,
I really did.
That really brings a smile on my face because, like I said, I think it had to be of a certain age.
100%.
Well, and then the other thing was, so it's the 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
So I referenced renting a car. Do you get that reference then too?
I was trying to put 2 and 2 together and I couldn't figure it out.
Okay. Like, that might be on me. I always remember, like, so after you turn 21, there's really no exciting birthday.
Oh,
and you're always, like, searching for
okay.
something. And the one thing is, like, when you turn 25, you can
rent a car. Yep.
Which, of course, I have to confess, when I was 24, I was able to rent a car. You just pay an extra, like, fee. Like, there's an extra liability fee. You can rent a car before you're 25. But there's a certain fee that goes away once you turn 25. So... we at least hit on the word art. I'll take that
one.
I'll take that one.
I got that immediately. But the thing about the Instagram post, sorry to get us all completely sidetracked because of my excitement.
I'm not
seeing
here
Word
every
art.
Month to talk about Microsoft Word advancements over the past 2 decades.
What I was going to say is, if you haven't checked out the Instagram post, check it out on Insta at Wagner Brewing, because, I mean, it's got basically all of the nitty-gritty info in one spot to you, for you to see, like, in to realize, like, hey, this is what's coming up here over the next, not just couple of weeks, but, you know, for some time. You've got a list of all of the bands who are going to be performing on pub nights, and as you said, couple of Sundays throughout the summer, you're going to have some acoustic sets by some local artists and everything as well. Like, it's in some ways, it's very nice that we're back to,
right,
to what it should be, and enjoying a weekend on Seneca Lake, and especially some time at your place.
Yeah. So there's no useful paperclip telling you what to do. We got that one. All right, we got that one.
Very good.
All right,
very
but,
good.
But yeah, no. So what we have here is just the lists of all the acts. I mean, that was something that really became apparent. There are people out there who really truly want to know, you know, they maybe follow some of these bands.
Oh, yeah.
And or at least want to do a little bit of research ahead of time. Noah, are we talking country? Are we talking funk? Are we talking blues? What are we looking at? So it is a helpful guide in terms of everybody who's going to be performing. And then some of them, you know, the times have changed a little bit in terms, like, not shaking my fists at a cloud here. The times have changed. The actual start times have changed on the Friday nights versus what it used to be. We used to go like 8 to 11, 7 to 11.
Yeah.
A little different now. It's 6:30 to 9:30.
Perfect.
Still going to be able to enjoy the sunset. Still going to have great music. Still great bands. Great food as well. But still, obviously, it's going to be a great night no matter what.
And here's the thing, because let's face it, we're in the upstate New York area. You never know what to expect. We saw snow showers and flurries and at the end of April here. But let's say, you know, we have one of those June days where it feels like it's 45 degrees outside and rainy and it's miserable. And you might be thinking to yourself on a Friday, oh, I don't know if I'm going to head up and everything. Look, the vantage point on Seneca, the brew deck, as it formerly was once known as, it's enclosed. So
right,
you can go there and still enjoy all the beer, all the wine, all the food, and the music in the comfort of some comfortable conditions, if you want to call them.
Yeah,
that.
It's enclosed, but it's adaptable as well. We had an event there last night that, you know, we had the doors down. Once people started to show up, it got a little busy, got a little warmer in there.
Yeah.
Easy, propped one open on either side. You got a nice cross breeze going.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was beautiful. So
yeah,
that adaptability is going to be huge. You know, the other thing that I think was an underrated change with the going to the Vantage Point was we used to have just a lot of picnic tables in that space,
yeah,
which, you know, I mean, hey, we love everyone to get along and be sitting and hanging out with each other. But especially in this day and age now, where social distancing has kind of been drilled into our,
yeah,
heads a little bit, not everybody was, you know, going to be sharing those tables. So we went with much smaller options. Obviously, if you have a larger group together, you can push a couple together.
Right.
But it's going to make it a lot more malleable, let's say, in that, you know, we can move out however big we need to make the dance floor. We can do that. But if, you know, the rain showers come and you always get a good view of that coming, the clouds coming over Seneca Lake,
cool,
you know, we're going to be able to adapt and we're not going to need to move these, you know, 100-pound picnic tables that have been here since the winery opened 40 years ago. You know, much easier to move tables around.
Yeah, it's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Your chance to win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing Company's coming up in just a minute. Anything new with the 25th anniversary that we didn't cover since last time? I know you mentioned that a cornhole tournament was a possibility and potentially in the works.
Yeah, still working to finalize that. You know, I think I might have mentioned it last time, but Sing Trace and Stone Cold Miracle
will be
performing Ithaca Band there. A lot of excitement regarding that. And yeah, so keep it locked in on our social media, because as more things develop, we'll keep posting about it. But you know, that's still going to be the big thing and just going to have a lot of awesome. I did see, I did get a look at the glass that we'll be putting the logo on. So we have a special logo for the 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
And because we're talking about bringing back, the K-Wood Stout for that,
yeah,
event, we went with, a glass that's modeled after like the Guinness pint glass.
Yeah.
So it's got this, like, you know, It's a little thinner at the bottom and then kind of bells out a little bit more at the top. So it's a really cool looking glass that it's going to look really great with that logo on it.
Man, I can't wait for this. Again, put it on your calendar. I'm not even kidding. Months ago, I put it in my phone already on my calendar. August 13th is when the 25th anniversary celebration will be. Cannot wait for everything. And I tell you what, seriously, I'm so glad we're seeing everything back to normal for you guys. You don't want to miss it. Seriously, so excited for everything to be back there at Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414. In Lodi, just right up the east side of Seneca Lake. All right, a growler and a fill. Let's give it away to a lucky listener. Who are we giving that away to today?
In honor of Kair Elam's college number, number 5.
Go Bills, baby. Number 5 it is. 607-533-0077. That's 607-533-0077. Looking for caller number 5 to win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing Company. Thumbs up, thumbs down on the pick. Thumbs up, he gives us. 607-533-0077. Cheers, dude.
Sounds good. Thank you.
BTL is back after this.